Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Let's Talk About It, your weekly wellness radio for Imperial and Mexicali Valley. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. In case you missed the first part, you can always access it through our podcast at KXORadio.com. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
And in case something you hear today or think about applies to somebody else who you know, your cousin in Bora Bora, you can just copy and paste the link from the KXO podcast and send it to them, and they can hear the same show that you're hearing today. That's kind of one of the wonderful wonders of technology today, is that just because something happened and was said, if you've got this kind of link, you can keep saying it and keep learning about it wherever it needs to be talked about. So always keep that in mind. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. We're joined by psychologist Peter Gray. Peter's a research professor at Boston College, author of the General Introductory Textbook Psychology, which all of us read. It's in its sixth edition. He's a blogger at Psychology Today. He's got a really cool blog. It's called Freedom to Learn. And the author of Free to Learn, Why Unleashing the Instinct to Play Will Make Our Children Happier and Better Students for Life. Welcome back, Peter.
Glad to be here.
Glad you're here. My daughter's 13, and she isn't actually building a resume. That's one of the things that she doesn't really...
Good for her.
What does she say? I have no interest in that. But the flip side of that is I've given her your book, and she's reading it, and she's preparing to write about how her independent decision-making and independent thinking has led her to be a better candidate for whatever school she ends up applying to. So she's going to take it and twist it and make it work.
My daughter just goes to school to play. No, she's smart, but she rather play.
No, in the first segment, we were talking about the decline of play from basically the 50s to today. It's kind of been on a gradual trajectory of, and when we're talking play, we're really talking about free play, correct?
That's right. I really define play as activity that is chosen by and directed by the players themselves. So if it's adult-directed, so, for example, a Little League baseball game, I would not call play because it's not being directed by the players themselves.
So when my daughter's friends come over to my house and they play whatever they want, sometimes they want to play teacher, mom right. and dad, they want to play baby brother, baby sister, what else do they play? Oh, they play, all kinds of stuff. So that is free play?
That, of course, that's free play.
Because I don't
generally even modify it with free, because if it's not free, in my view, it's not play.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Now, adults could participate as long as they're not directing. Is that fair?
Yes, I think that's true. Now, it's somewhat, in traditional cultures, it would be rather rare for adults to play with kids, although, you know, young adults might join in and play with kids because they really want to play with them. And kids might join in to adult play. That can happen. But there wouldn't be a sense of, like, it's an adult's obligation to play with children. I think the problem with adults playing with kids, there's two sides to the problem. One is that sometimes adults dominate, take over, and then it's no longer play for the child because the adult is sort of telling the child what to do, and the adult becomes an authority figure, becomes more of a teaching situation than play.
Wait, let's add a rule.
Yeah. And then the other problem, however, is when adults let the child dominate. And then, you know, like if you, I've actually written a blog post on this. There are many mothers who feel like all the experts are telling them they're supposed to play with their children. And the experts are also telling them when you play with your child, you're not supposed to dominate. So I've heard from many parents that you know, the truth of the matter is, they'll say, I play with my child, but I don't really enjoy it because my child bullies me in play. My child insists that I do it exactly this way or that way, or my child wants to do the same thing over and over and over again and wants me to participate in precise way over and over and over again. And so I'm not having any fun. It was fun the first few times, and then it was no fun after that.
I always end up getting bound and gagged and duct tape.
Should I do this even though I'm not enjoying it? And my response is absolutely not.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.